Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2017. A record cold has gripped the nation, and today is a feast day of Our Blessed Lord. Protests in Iran have taken the lives of at least 13, and high honors for a Beatle and a Bee Gee. The United States is still in the clutches of a record-breaking cold spell. Reuters reports that the unusually cold Arctic air has reached as far south as Florida, and residents from Texas to the eastern seaboard have been under freeze warnings. Temperatures have been registering at 20 to 30 degrees below average for areas east of the Rocky Mountains. CNN reports that the cold could get even worse by the end of the week.
I mean, we're looking at temperatures by the end of the week, even into the weekend, New York City, a high of 8 degrees. But the cold air in place is really dangerous. We've seen an increased number of patients for frostbite. I mean, the winds don't have to blow very hard when you're looking at dangerous wind chill values. Earlier this morning, 180 million Americans were under a wind chill advisory. The cold air in place is reaching all the way down to the deep south, where we're looking at a number of low temperature records. But record low temperatures down in Louisiana, southern Mississippi, Alabama, will probably be talking about the orange juice prices going up. But the next blast, and again, I'm sorry to say this, moves across the Great Lakes in toward the northeast for the rest of the week and through the weekend. Lake Erie is starting to freeze over 30% right now. By the end of the week, 60%. That'll put the brakes on that lake effect snow machine. But Erie, Pennsylvania, ended the month of December with 121 inches. That's 20 inches above the entire seasonal average. 19 in Cincinnati. This is for Tuesday. New York, 25. Look at Wednesday. Detroit, 15. These are high temperatures. 35 Nashville, New York, 30. The numbers are going in the wrong direction. New York, Thursday, 26, 14. And as mentioned, we're going to get down to 8 degrees. So the bad news is that we're starting to see real problems for firefighters, car batteries. The roofs are collapsing because of the weight of the heavy snow in parts of the Great Lakes. It can't end soon enough, but it looks like it's going to be with us for some time, even down to the deep south, getting a break in the Midwest in the next couple of days.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. The sweet name of Jesus produces in us holy thoughts, fills the soul with noble sentiments, strengthens virtue, begets good works, and nourishes pure affection. All spiritual food leaves the soul dry if it contain not that penetrating oil, the name Jesus. Coming up next after the break, we honor the feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/shirts. And I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at MikeChurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
The month of January is dedicated to the Holy Name of Jesus, and the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus has been celebrated in the Catholic Church since the end of the 1400s. The feast used to be celebrated on January 1st, along with the Feast of the Circumcision of Christ, and is now celebrated at different times depending on locality and religious orders. The name Jesus, which means God saves, was given to St. Joseph as the name of Mary's soon-to-be-born child. St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Philippians that the name of Jesus is the, quote, name that is above every name. The devotion to the Holy Name spread through the efforts of St. Bernardine of Siena in the 1400s and expanded even further through the evangelization of the members of the Society of Jesus, or the Jesuits. Pope Innocent XIII extended the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus to the entire Church in 1721. Jesus, King of Glory, have mercy on us. The citizens of Iran have been engaging in the largest wave of protests since 2009, when they protested the re-election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as president. In 5 days, at least 13 lives have been lost as a result of these protests. We turn to Reuters for more.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani trying to downplay the violent demonstrations, which began on Thursday over economic hardships and alleged corruption, and have since spread across his country to 50 other towns and cities, leading to hundreds of arrests. He appeared on TV Sunday to call for calm, saying Iranians had the right to criticize authorities but must not cause unrest. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "The great Iranian people have been repressed for many years. Time for a change." Rouhani responded, saying Trump has no right to sympathize with Iran.
Twice a year, Britain's Cabinet Office releases a list of names of people who will be honored for their merit, service, or bravery. This list was released just before New Year's Eve, and fans of the Beatles and the Bee Gees are sure to be pleased. For on this list are Richard Starkey, more commonly known as Ringo Starr, the iconic drummer of the Beatles, and 71-year-old Barry Gibb, the only surviving member of the 70s disco band the Bee Gees. Gibb promised to dedicate his knighthood to his late brothers, claiming, quote, "I want to acknowledge how responsible my brothers are for this honor. It is as much theirs as mine." Congratulations. In this Celestial Musings, I saw an interesting article by NBC News entitled, "If You Have to Fall on Ice, Here's How Not to Hurt Yourself." With the nation in the grip of a wicked cold spell, you know, I even saw that UK scientists are starting to predict an incoming ice age, I thought this was appropriate information to share. If you're going to fall, first, don't fight it. Embrace it. Bend your knees to reduce the distance you fall. Next, either cross your arms across your chest or get them away from your body, but don't use them to break your fall, or you might break them in the process. Try to angle your body so you fall on your side, and most importantly, tuck your head chin to chest to protect your head from hitting the ground. Stay aware of your surroundings and remember that if it's freezing and the ground looks wet, you're very likely looking at ice. For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle, @CrusadeNewscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.